If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
720 WGN. Once a month, I get to catch up with some very important people at Associated Bank. I call them important because I love what they do and the information that they share with all of us every time they join us. Let me introduce you first to Michelle Slawny. Michelle, tell everyone what you do for Associated Bank.
Hi, Lisa. Yeah, I am the Director of Wealth Planning for Associated Bank. So I lead a team of wealth planners across our footprint.
And Kimberly Malarkey is with us. Kimberly, what do you do for Associated Bank?
Hi, Lisa. I am a portfolio manager, and I manage the investment accounts for clients of Associated Trust Company.
And I love this gathering of women because it's all about women in wealth. Things work a little differently for us, the way we maintain our money, grow our money. Not that this information isn't good for everyone, but let's start with the outlook on the economy and markets. Can you cover that for me, Kim?
Sure. Thanks, Lisa. So we started the year out pretty rocky, to say the least, and GDP growth was negative 2.2% in the first quarter. And really, that was an impact from the tariff announcements on Canada and Mexico to start. But we've had a pretty significant rebound, and the second quarter GDP is tracking plus 4.6% so far. So it puts us on a path, despite the volatile start, of right around 2%. And that is really, you saw the imports come in pretty significantly after the tariff announcements, and that's normalized going into the second quarter. And thus, we're on track to have some kind of growth this year, even if it is a little more moderate than last year. Under the hood, we have a labor market that is also softening a little bit from last year, but still pretty strong, 135,000 jobs per month being created, and the unemployment rate is right around 4.2% right now.
So for investors, what would your key takeaways be, Kim?
My key takeaway is that despite what is pretty uncertain tariff impact in the long run, I think at this point we're looking at a strong start to the year, and so we can withstand this uncertainty around what's going to happen with the tariffs, as long as they're not as significant as the initial tariff expectation, which was around 25% of trade-weighted balances if we had implemented them as of the April 2nd initial bill.
And Michelle, let's get you into this conversation. How do we approach wealth planning in this environment? She just laid out what the environment is, not as bad as what most people thought, but nonetheless, people still feel a bit unsure.
Yep, they do. I would say as clients are coming in, especially in March and April, there was a lot of uneasiness. And I think that's where having a wealth plan in place is really valuable. A comprehensive wealth plan will cover a person's goals, take a look at their cash flow, evaluate taxes, consider their estate and legacy wishes. And I would say in March and April, I was having a lot of conversations around risk tolerance and risk capacity, and they're different. Risk tolerance, I'll call that your stomach factor, right? How is the market volatility making you feel? Is it keeping you up at night? Are you worried? Are you coming into meetings with your financial advisor saying, I'm scared? Risk capacity is how much volatility your plan can sustain before you have to change something, right? So oftentimes, if you're in a strong financial situation, your plan might support, you might have a good risk capacity amount within your plan, but you need to have the plan to know what that is. And so for those folks that have the plan in place, that we could look at it and I could show them that even with the volatility they were seeing, their plan was strong. They didn't need to cancel vacations or make any other changes.
That's good. So Michelle, how do we approach wealth planning in this current environment?
Well, it's important just to stay grounded in your goals. Know what your risk tolerance and your risk capacity are. Working with a professional is really the best way to get your arms wrapped around that. Make adjustments as your situation changes. A financial plan isn't a one-time deal. It's something that needs to be reevaluated, massaged, changed along the way, and get help when needed. The other thing I'll add is I think particularly for women during times of volatility, having that plan in place and having a good sense of what the future will look like, it can be very reassuring.
And can you give us an update on upcoming tax and regulatory changes?
Well, let's see. There's a lot happening there, and every day is different. So at this point, the tariff pause is scheduled to end on July 9th. There is the U.S. government reconciliation deadline coming up at the end of September. I would say one of the big news headlines lately has, though, been the Tax Cut and Jobs Act and the expiration of that at the end of this year. It was the first Trump administration that put into effect the Tax Cut and Jobs Act. And so now the House is looking at that and saying, you know, what do we want to keep? What do we want to get rid of? It looks likely that our current tax tables will remain, and those were a reduction in the 2017 bill. So lower tax rates look like they're going to continue. Same for alternative minimum tax and federal tax numbers. Those all look like they'll hold. A lot of attention has been placed on SALT, which is an abbreviation, state and local tax deduction. That was the biggest change that came out of the 17 Act, capping a person's SALT amount at $10,000. This meant that a lot of people who used to itemize their deductions were now taking the standard deduction. Just this morning, I see it looks like the House is looking at changing that cap to $30,000 under the new bill. So we'll see what happens. Some other new, although I'll say temporary, tax changes that are being considered, a bonus standard deduction for folks who are over age 65, an increase in the child tax credit to $2,500. We heard the president talk during his campaign about not taxing tips. That's part of the proposed legislation. He also talked about no tax on overtime earnings, which is part of the legislation. But I will say that that covers overtime earnings in excess of a person's normal wage. So if you make $20 an hour normally, but overtime is $30, you don't pay tax on the extra $10. You still pay tax on the first $20 that you normally earn, though. And then another one, auto interest loan might be deducted for autos that are made here in the United States. So I think, you know, we're still waiting to see what the final bill will look like. But as I said, it looks like SALT increased to $30,000 is the main thing that they're focusing on and will likely see happen. The most important thing for listeners to understand is that the tax law is going to continue to change and future Congress could reset rates or roll back provisions. That's what we're seeing here now. And as far as a wealth plan, they're always going to need to work around changes in both economic conditions and tax regimes. And then ultimately, when I'm looking at plans, what I see are individual tax circumstances are likely to change, and honestly, likely to change more drastically than nationwide policy.
Okay. So key takeaways, because we want to put everyone in the best position for success. Why don't you boil it down before we let you go?
Well, I think, as Kim mentioned earlier, when you're looking at your portfolio, a well-diversified portfolio is important. You can get there by having a good sense of your risk tolerance. You know, if you're willing to take more risk, your portfolio will have more stocks. If you're less happy to take risk, your portfolio will have more bonds. And then that risk capacity, you know, so having a plan and knowing how volatility will impact that plan can give you a good sense of peace of mind. Staying disciplined in that plan. Maybe I'll ask Kim, you know, as you were having folks call you during those volatile times and say, oh my gosh, I need to sell my stocks. What did you say to them?
So I think the most important thing during that time is a focus on the long run, looking back at the plan, we build a plan and we expect volatility. We don't know the exact details of what is going to cause that volatility. We know volatility happens pretty regularly and market drawdowns are not something out of the norm. So preparing them for that by having the right amount in fixed income, having the right amount in the risk assets or the right asset allocation is what we'd say for their needs and for their risk tolerance is really key. We want to make sure, you know, the market in investing is like a roller coaster in the dark. And, you know, there's going to be ups and downs. You don't know when they're going to come. And we want to make sure the portfolios we build have a high probability of success, which means making sure the clients are well diversified across both asset classes and within asset classes, and then making sure they can withstand that volatility and building the right portfolio around that.
Yeah, and I think for, you know, a woman to have a good partner as she's having those conversations and making those decisions, and for single women, it's having that partner. If there's a woman who's married or has, you know, a significant other and they're commingling their finances and perhaps the spouse or partner has taken the lead on this and they might not go to these meetings and they may not participate in these conversations, I really encourage them to do so. They need to hear what's happening. They need to know what's happening and they need to have an understanding of why things are happening. So that if the person who is taking the lead is no longer able to do that, they're not walking in the dark.
Yeah, great advice. Great advice. That's Michelle Slaney, Director of Wealth Planning, and Kimberly Malarkey, Senior Portfolio Manager at Associated Bank. I would assume that anyone listening could reach out to either one of you for more information and advice, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a great day.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thanks, Lisa.
The news is coming up next with Steve Bertrand.